Duluth Seaway Port Authority Facilities Manager Jim Sherrow says 12 upbound Lakers struggled to make their way through a 35-mile stretch of ice on eastern Lake Superior.
These conditions have certainly highlighted and pinpointed some weaknesses in our ability to deal with these more extreme weather conditions.
The Lake Carriers Association is calling on the U.S. Coast Guard to build another heavy-duty icebreaker like its main cutter, the Mackinac. U.S. Coast Guard Commander Keith Rapella says they would if they had unlimited funds.
If ice conditions like the last 2 years become the new normal, we would certainly have to look at increasing our icebreaking asset capability in the Great Lakes.
Rapella says they receive around $114 million a year for icebreaking operations. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.